This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Squarespace at squarespace.com. A better web begins with your website. Wonderful templates, responsive design, and so much more. Get a free trial and 10% off your account by using the code MORNING at checkout at squarespace.com. Coming up on TMS, people are married and Walmart don't care.
For 20 years, some guy played a cop.
Sorry for my drug-filled football.
Hey, you've got a third boob there.
Colin Farrell is true next season.
Oh, that Maze Runner deal is big at the box office.
Major spoilers.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
A last request, gringo.
Guess I'll finish this here chewy Texan bar. Por favor. Bite through the chocolate and chew real slow. Everybody knows Texan takes time to chew. Could you boys come back next week? Texan sure is a mighty chew.
We just want the money!
What's Scott Johnston and Brian Ibbotson doing? You know those guys got talent. This is The Morning Stream.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. What's going on over there in The Morning Streamville land time? It's Monday, September 22nd, 2014. I'm Scott Johnston. That's a politician voice.
And I'm Morley Safer.
That's right. Hey, look. It's a show. We're here. We're doing it. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's quite literally not in your control, people at home.
You already sound like a great weight has been lifted.
You know, I gotta say,
we're just seconds into the show, and you already sound compared to the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Like Scott Light. You know, it's like.
Yeah, I was very. I have to say, leading up to the wedding, I was pretty not stressed or not freaking out, but a little bit of that. You know, just a little bit off my normal vibe, I think. But, you know, to be expected, I suppose. I think I wouldn't be normal if I was just kind of, whatever, here it is. Mm-hmm. But it came, it happened. It's not quite over because we have the reception tomorrow. And then the big dance, everybody wants to know how that went. That's tomorrow still. So the splitting, I got to say, I am in wide support now of this new idea, which, you know, we brought up on the show before, and some people are like, well, that's really weird. And other people are like, no, we do it all the time here where we live or whatever. But this idea of splitting the wedding up into two chunks, the ceremony, which was small, intimate, family, close family, that's all that was really there. Mm-hmm. Grandmothers, cousins, aunts and uncles, parents,
and
that kind of stuff.
The actual wedding took place.
Actual ceremony, the actual thing where they are pronounced husband and wife. They are officially married right now. They have a certificate to prove it. Legally and lawfully bound, right?
Lethally?
Lethally. Legally is the word I meant, but that's some fun irony there. So,
Dr. Freud.
So they got married, and then it split. So we hung around long enough to do a bunch of photos and then family photos, and then the photographer did a bunch of stuff with them and then sent them on their merry way for kind of a mini honeymoon between this and the reception and then the full honeymoon. So the reception's on Tuesday. Normally that would be all like same day, just have a whole day of just like killing yourself trying to get everything done. Splitting it up's kind of nice, I have to admit. We got to kind of peel out of there, spend a bunch of time with the other two kids, hung out at this awesome pizza place, ate ourselves silly, went home, watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure for no reason, had popcorn and a bunch of junk food and just hung out and had a good time. Really just chilled. Because there was no pressure to do another thing that night. So that came and went, and it was kind of awesome because you get to kind of breathe. And my niece came in town. I got to spend time with her, and I went and saw Ding Pong last night. It was really great. And then tomorrow, it's just the reception at night. Like, I still have a normal day in the morning. I got this show. I got Comic Dorks. I got some other stuff to do. Everything's all planned. Everything's all set. We just show up, and then we have a little ring ceremony for all the extended friends and everybody, and we do a little thing with the dance and the whatnot and the hoo-ha and the cake and the, you know, the sit around and they're having the whole place, by the way, catered. Guess who's catering it, Brian? Guess who? Take a wild guess who we had cater it.
Well, I was going to say, I would guess Kim would cater it just based on how well she cooks, but she shouldn't be catering on her own deal.
Hell no. She didn't want to do that. But, and also remember, my daughter's kind of a hipster. She's kind of a hipster. So let's keep that in mind. Take a wild guess.
You're having Habit cater it.
You're not too far off. It's a Cold Stone Creamery is catering.
Oh, really?
They're not doing dinner. They're just going to have a big ice cream bar thing. And this is a thing they do. They actually offer this as a service.
That's really crazy. I never would have. Okay, that never would have even been one of my guesses.
Isn't that crazy? Me either. That is crazy. So I'm kind of interested, though, in how that'll go. And anyway, that's it's all good. And the 2-day thing just really chilled everybody out. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Cool. Having it on a Tuesday, though, I'm curious as to.
Because it saved big money. That's why.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That reception center thing is.
Sure.
Whoo,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll bet.
And they cut us a deal on a Tuesday. Plus, they had to do the Tuesday because, well, first of all, the date they wanted, if we would have done it same day, it was already taken.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, for them to go for their honeymoon plans, they had to do it before Wednesday. And the best date just turned out to be Tuesday. Mm. So that's all it is.
Okay.
Look, time means nothing to them right now.
And they're obviously not doing Cabo San Lucas anymore.
No, that got destroyed. Well, where they were going got destroyed by that hurricane to the point that they had no power or any of that. So now they're going. Actually, I don't know what the new plan is. For a while there, it was looking like Hawaii, but I think that changed. I don't know what it is now. Honestly, I have no idea. Kim probably knows. I don't know.
Okay.
But they're all set. They're happy. They look great. They just look great. They're just happy and awesome. And, you know, despite his mom looking terrified at the idea that them apron strings got to be cut, you know. But we keep people coming up to us, go, now, how are you guys holding? How are you holding up, Scott? How are you, Kim? Oh, how are you doing? And all we could say was, we're fine. This is exactly, I mean, you had to sit back and make an acknowledgement. This is exactly what we wanted. We wanted her to grow up, be happy, make good choices, find an awesome guy.
Find a nice guy, exactly.
Be independent and smart and educated and go into school and have plans and be independent. She lived in an apartment with friends for a year because she wanted to, not because we kicked her out. Because she wanted to, right. And then, now I want to sing that song. It's Temple of the Damned. What is it?
System of a Down.
System of the Down. Nothing to do with the temple or the damned.
Or a dog. Temple of the dog. No.
Temple of the dog. No. Oh, man. That's not even that.
Going
either.
Hungry.
Anyway, so it just felt, everything felt right. And there was nothing to be disappointed about. Like, there was none of this, this is all be great if there wasn't this cloud over this or some other weird thing like everyone always talks about.
How are you holding up when it's like, somebody's in for surgery or mm-hmm. You're buying a house or something like that.
Yeah, or you're not, you think the son-in-law's a douche or something, but you can't say anything because I love him, Daddy. I don't care what you say. I love him.
Right.
None of that's going on. It's all good. It's all good. And so so we were just happy as Peach and never felt any kind of animosity during any of it. And I don't know. I mean, what else can you ask for? You can't ask for any more than that.
Right.
So we're stoked. And happy for her and, you know, new life. Everything's good. So that all happened. On the way back, here's the part I like. Oh, and by the way, if you want to see how chill Taylor was, which is also a surprise because she's a little high strung like me. But if you watch this Instagram video of us in the car, she's singing Bust a Move or rapping it. So I want you to hear this. I have it right here. Let me pull this up. This is in the car. Here we go.
Has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now, he's gonna marry. Make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony, you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church.
All right, so as long as it goes. So that's Taylor and Carter in the back seat singing that old rap song.
Old Young MC.
Yeah, and they're chilling, just having a good time. All the siblings are getting along. Like, I don't know, Brian.
If there's
kind of a charm today, to be honest.
Well, and the big clue to me that this was kind of this wasn't a big stress machine basically going on was the fact that the day before your daughter's wedding, your wife is spending 9 hours.
Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell this story. I'm glad you brought it up. That's right. That happened over the weekend.
That happened, yeah, since we last spoke.
Oh, you guys. I feel so bad. I have to do something. Because, okay, so the deal was this, and it was her idea. Mm-hmm. I want to make that really clear. This isn't Scott putting Kim to some task or whatever.
You must go.
But we wanted iPhones, the new iPhone, and we were going to pass our old phones down to the kids and do a family data plan. Finally gave up my grandfathered in freaking bullcrap plan.
I did mine last time. Gave it up.
Such bullcrap, that thing, anyway. They were making it hard to keep it, you know?
They really were, yeah.
So annoying. Anyway, so... She says, so the deal was this. Well, Kim, I've got, you know, shows and sponsors and stuff, and I can't go down there. She goes, it's no problem. I got it. We got everything planned. There's no worries about the wedding, so I'll just go down there. It's no big deal. We did this last time. She was out of there by 9 a.m. She went there at 6, was out of there by 9. That was last year. Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Goes down to the Big Apple store at a local mall here. Sits down there at about 5:30 in the morning. Okay, I take the kids to school. I'm kind of doing my thing while she's gone, you know, like, hey, I'll take the kids to school. I'll record the instance. And then I got an interview. I got all this stuff. I'll check in with her occasionally, see how things are going. Figured, oh, 9 o'clock or so, she'll come home. She calls me at 9 o'clock and she goes, hey, and I go, oh, sweet. You got them? We're good. And she goes, nope, we're still outside. There are 600 people ahead of me and about 400 behind me. And they haven't moved at all yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I thought they opened at 8. Oh, they did. But they're just starting to help people.
Oh, geez.
And their machine that lets them come print things out and come back to the back of the line and let you reserve whatever you're going to get when you get up there. It was broken. So that didn't work. Although it got fixed later. She calls me at 10. Same deal. Hasn't moved. Calls me at 11. Starting to move. Not in the building yet, but they're starting to move.
I can see the building from here now.
I can see it. I'm pretty sure it's the mall. So now I'm starting to go, oh my gosh, my wife's been there since 5 a.m. or 5:30 a.m. and it's now noon and she's just stuck. Her sister went, brought her some food and some caffeine, and she just kind of kept going. And then she called me again. And by the way, she's got my phone the whole time, which is why you got texts from me twice from seemingly two different people. So this kept going.
So I could actually comment. I was like, Kim, you are a saint.
She is such a saint. I'm, oh my gosh. I don't even know what to do. So she's there. I'll jump to the quick here. Just imagine a day long bunch of phone calls. Kim got home at 4 p.m. finally.
Wow.
4 p.m. They finally let him in about 3:30. Finally got the phone she wanted. They had him. I mean, that was the good part. And there were some weird shenanigans going on. People selling their spots in line for $400.
Oh, my God.
Guy near the top who bought a Plus who said, I'll sell my Plus to anyone who's willing to spend $2,000 right now. Like, he got in line just to get the phone and then sell it to some idiot in the back.
Wow.
There were multiple people selling their spots in line. And it was, I mean, just shyster heaven in there. It was like Tijuana, little Tijuana there at the mall.
It was like deals. It was like Quark's Bar going on.
Exactly. I mean, 10 million phones over the weekend. It's a huge record. And so I'm not surprised all this weirdness is going on, but it's insane to me. So now, anyway.
Can I tell you how I feel here? That a week ago, I stayed up until 1 o'clock in the morning, ordered my phone, got my deal closed, got my confirmation of sale 2 minutes after midnight Pacific.
Yeah.
I don't have a phone.
I know you don't.
You send your wife there.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm casually making a show about World of Warcraft while my wife waits in line all day. And then, so she gets up at 4. I just want to remind everybody, that's like 9+ hours. Yeah. 9+ hours. She comes home. I feel bad, but she's like, you know what? It was worth it because here they are and we're good. And she says, oh, shoot. When is Current Geek? I said it's at 5. It was 4 o'clock. She goes, quick, let's run down to the AT&T store that's literally 8 minutes away, and let's have them swap all the numbers around because the kids need to do their thing, and we use somebody else's contract, not mine. So now I got to switch my number to my phone, blah, blah, blah. So I said, that sounds awesome, honey. Let's do it. We get in the car. We rush down there. It's me, her, and Nick and Carter. And we pull up into the AT&T store, and there are 4 people ahead of us. And so they're still dealing with not letting people in. They're doing one-at-a-timers and all that. But they have a nice chair. So Kim sits in the chair, and I go buy her a burrito at the Taco Bell because she's starving. And everybody's just kind of chilling. And these guys go really quick, and we get in there. We're thinking, oh, well, that was really fast. All right, well, let's just go in there. So we have been there maybe 15 minutes.
Okay.
We go inside. We talk to some redheaded dude who's helping us. And he goes, so which phones are you getting? And they go, oh, no, they're right here. We have them. Kim pops them out of her purse. And here there's 2 are. He goes, oh, well, what are these? And she goes, oh, well, this is 64 gig and a 128, just regular 6s. And he goes, oh, we have those here. And I
really
looked at
a no line in stock, like,
nope,
just walk in.
I looked at Kim. Well, they had this little 4-person queue, but they still had phones. And I looked at Kim and I went, the look on her face, it looked like she was compartmentalizing an entire day into her memory.
Right.
And I said, are you? And I looked at the guy, I go, you have them here? And he goes, well, it's a little weird because normally we only get one shipment on day one and it's early in the morning and that's gone by noon. And that was true today. But for some reason, Apple sent two shipments and we got double everything. So we happen to have those in stock right this second. And I thought to myself, you're telling me we could have come down here at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon on launch day, sat for 15 minutes in the shade in a nice chair eating a burrito, walked in, bought phones, walked out. Is that what you're telling me? And he goes, yeah, that would have been no problem. We've got plenty of them right now. And Kim's, the look on Kim's face, I thought she was going to leave me.
I'm sure.
She was so pissed. 9 hours standing in a mall watching that hooliganism going on versus this. It was just the most worst cherry on top of everything you could ever imagine. But it's fine. It worked out. Everybody got their phones. Easy for me to say, but we got our phones. We love them. Everything's good. Kim, she was going to just take my phone, my old phone, but she's like, to justify the 9 hours, she's like, I'm getting one for me.
Oh, absolutely.
I said, of course you should.
Exactly, yes.
This better not just be for Scott or else I'm the biggest jerk on the internet. So
I'm doing this for a hand-me-down. Mm-hmm. Woo!
So anyway, that is how that went, and we have phones, and I'm glad you brought that up, dude, because that story had to be told.
That's funny.
There was just so much this weekend, I forgot what the hell was going on. But I do have a question about Walmart, and I want to have Daryl here when we ask it, because he's bound to have feelings, grumpy feelings, I'm sure. Let's see.
He is not programmed to love.
He is not. This is known. It is known. All right, let's see if we can find his theme, because it's a pretty easy thing to find normally. Here we go. It is Stump a Trek Nerd, and it's brought to you by...
To boldly go where no one has gone before on the Starship Enterprise. Sounds great, unless you're wearing a red shirt. Voyage to the final frontier in The Red Shirt Diaries, a Star Trek parody web series with new episodes every Monday at theredshirtdiaries.com. Follow Ensign Williams, a low-ranked security officer, as she fights violent sentient plants, overly friendly superior officers, and alien probes that refuse to let her sleep. Going to theredshirtdiaries.com is the only way to prevent the inevitable Klingon invasion.
Yes,
Klingon
indeed.
Invasion is the words that I meant to say there.
And, she's awesome in it. You guys are going to love it. Ooh, I hear Daryl. Really,
yeah, I'm here.
Oh, look at Daryl on his mic at home.
To the sound. Wow.
Yeah, why is it so dark? Why is it so dark in there? What are you doing in there?
It's night.
Oh. What? Oh, wait, that's true. Well, no, it's 7:21 where you are. It's not night.
Yeah. Well, I just woke up and here I am.
Oh, look at you.
I don't know how this is going to go.
I don't either. I love how hammered you are. Normally, you're wide awake at this time of day. What's going on? How come you're home? What's the tell us the story?
Oh, plus we get video. Holy cow.
Yeah, look at that.
Well, the wife is on vacation with the girls. You know, girls' night out only for a week.
Yeah.
A week?
Yeah.
Good Lord. You're left holding the bag there, buddy.
Uh-huh.
So, hold on. Let me get this straight. She is on a week-long vacation, and you have to take work off for that same period of time to manage all the kids and stuff. Yet, so you're taking vacation time, yet you're at home, not on vacation.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to go back to work after I'm just going to deliver the kids, and then I go back to work.
Even more fun. You have to do it all. Well, that's great. I hope you enjoy your time.
That's how great I am.
Yes.
You are. What a dedicated man. All right. So,
Saint Daryl.
Yeah, same Daryl. New channel. All right, Daryl, I got a question for you, and this is for both of you. I am nonplussed about this. So between the wedding, or after the wedding, and us just chilling on Saturday, mm-hmm. it's about 4 in the afternoon or something. We are at 4 in the afternoon, 24 hours after Kim's 9-hour ordeal.
Right.
Everything begins. It's like a new clock starts now. We're at a Walmart. And we're there just to get, like I told you, we're going to get a bunch of junk food and watch movies with the kids and just have fun. Mm-hmm. And we're tooling around. And Kim's like, well, we should probably get some fruit, you know, like, let's not kill ourselves here. Let's get some decent food. I said, that sounds fine. So we're tooling around in the produce area. And the cart, at some point, I'm holding it and Kim's doing something and I've been pushing the cart around. And we are kind of parked in front of the grape area. Okay. There's grapes, Concord grapes and the red ones and the purple ones and all that stuff. And it's my cart's kind of in the way. So a lady comes from behind us and reaches over the cart to reach toward the grapes. And my immediate reaction is, oh, shoot, I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm trying to be Mr. Courteous crowd control guy. I don't want to be a jerk.
In the way. Yeah. Right.
But before I can do it, I realize something that's happening that isn't what I thought was happening. She reaches over, not to grab a bag of grapes, but she grabs a handful of grapes out of one of the bags, reaches over, kind of tears open the bag by just kind of flipping it and putting her hand in there, comes out with a handful of grapes, horks those grapes down in front of me, just goes, ar, 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 and eats like 5-6 of them as quick as she could, reaches over again, not even saying a word to me, by the way. I'm totally parked in her way. Reaches over again, grabs another handful, puts those in her left hand, reaches over again, grabs another handful, and jams those in her mouth, and then walks away. She's got no cart. She's got no bag. She's just eating grapes like this is a Costco sample lady.
Right, exactly. Oh, my God.
So my question is, I felt like I should have done something or said something. Not like, sir, do you work here? This lady's stealing grapes. I don't mean like that. I feel like I owe society at least some reaction, and all I could do is stand there. And Kim comes over. She goes, what are you staring at? I go, that lady just came over here and grabbed grapes with her hands and ate them and just walked away. I understand a little kid who doesn't get it, you know?
Right. She's seeing this as free snacks while you shop kind of thing.
And she's alone. She's looking around like the world's her oyster, just cramming grapes down her gullet. And I don't know where she was headed, but wherever the next exposed out in the open food is, I assume.
She's going to dig her hand into a bag of Cheez-Its if she gets a chance.
And she was legally, I mean, she was in her like 40s. Wow. I mean, Walmart, I know it's a place of miracles.
Old enough to know what she's doing.
Right. And, you know, I always see these like, oh, only at Walmart pictures and things, you know, with people, all their weird stuff they got going on. And, oh, Walmart, ha, 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 Reddit photos and all that. I get that it's a weird place. But I've never had any of those experiences there. There was the one time I watched a kid barf and then his mom slip in it. That was pretty funny. But other than that, I don't really have these experiences at Walmart. Mm-hmm. I have lots of weird experiences other places, but not Walmart. This was the first time Walmart's ever reared its ugly head. And maybe that's normal. Maybe nobody cares. There have to be security cameras. I mean, she's stealing, quote unquote, merchandise.
Well, now listen, I remember a story from Walmart with some lady carrying a big bag of dog food.
Oh, right.
And toppling over and the bag just exploded as soon as she hit the ground.
Right, right. Well, at least that one you can chalk it up to like, oh, it was an accident.
It's an accident. Yeah, exactly. It's not somebody intentionally saying, grapes. That's sure, right. Mind if I do.
The marble kibble, basically, we just went across the floor. That was a pretty awesome day. And there was one time I saw a meth head lady in there freaking out years ago. But this was unique, and she didn't seem to have like deficiencies, for lack of a better term.
Right. In other words, she looked like she could afford grapes.
Yeah, she had a purse. She had normal clothes on. She didn't look homeless or anything. She didn't look anything like desperate or mentally ill or any issues. She just, here's some grapes. Nom, 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 nom. Keep moving. Mm. Really odd. Anyway, I wanted to follow her so bad. I'm like, Kim, can I follow her? No, that's weird. We have to go.
Gotta see what else she eats, though.
I
want to
see. Yeah, she can open a can of Pringles or something. I didn't know what she was going to do. Anyway, Daryl, any opinions, thoughts?
You see the weirdest thing.
I was afraid that would be the opinion.
That's the truth.
I do see weird things. And that one was like, I kept looking at Kim going, I wish you'd have seen this way. You'd at least confirm that that's what was happening. And Carter goes, oh, she totally ate those grapes. The kids were with me. They know. They saw it. It was a real teaching moment for me with the kids.
Wow.
Anyway, that's that story. Daryl, why don't we do some Star Trek trivia? That's what you're here for all early in the morning. You ready for this? How you feeling? You good?
No, I think this will be bad.
Well, let's give it a shot and see if we can prove it to be bad or not. It's a mashup Monday, everyone. This is of various people on TMS, including me, Brian, and Daryl. So I guess we'll play this first. Oh, you know what I never did, though? Oh, yeah, I guess I can play it from here. We'll just do it from here. Here you go. All right, here you go. Mashup.
Let me bring out the meth addict and have her to measure your penis space.
Damn it to...
in a bucket full of cheese.
Get to work! Lisa gonna command your colon!
Smells like an old lady's underwear that she's tried to make smell better.
You're rubbing my chode. You're smoking the crack.
It's called a cock ring.
It turned into this growling ball of hate.
Tilda Swinston.
Ew, hipsters.
My bag is real limp. Someone's rolling a sweet blunt.
Milk that organ.
Oh, yeah, the booby one.
Yeah, the Pokemon teaches all the kids how to be totally demonic.
Horde side.
In Klingon, I think the trick is you just kind of spit and grunt while you're talking.
So that all sounds like this.
That's, dude, you sound just like it.
What the hell's going on?
His mashups frighten me. They scare me.
I recognize about two-thirds of that.
Yeah. Some of that was real weird. All right. So that's how this begins. Now, it's one of those, hey, what episode does this sound clip come from questions, all right?
Oh, I love this.
So you're fresh as a daisy. This will be perfect for today. Here's the thing. I'm going to play it. Here you go.
Let's get some maneuvering room.
What else did you do, sir?
Lady, Captain. All right, to head warp factor 2.
Captain, the matter antimatter...
Belay that order. What is this guy?
The antimatter pods are rigged to blow up the moment we go into warp drive.
How come the red alert sound paused while Scotty had to say things? That's weird. That's really weird and convenient. Yes. All right, your episode...
They just learned to talk in between red alert noises. Spock, get me the...
That's a great way to live. We could do that, you know, because I have that sound effect.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's try this. So Daryl, where did your wife go on vacation for a week?
California.
Ah, so you know how to play the game. You did a great job with that. All right. All right. So your possible answers and answers are Balance of Terror, B, Court Martial, C, A Land of Troyus, whatever. D, by any other name. Balance of Terror, Court Martial, A Land of Troyus, and by any other name. I hate that third one. Makes me want to punch somebody.
A Land of Troyus.
Makes me want to punch
somebody. Sounds like a hair salon.
It does,
doesn't
it?
I'm going to go see A Land of Troyus and get a new do.
Daryl, I assume your food stuffs are all at the office. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll save it. We'll save it for tomorrow because my stuff's way over there and I don't want to go get it. We're not doing food.
Way over there.
It's way over there, Brian. Anyway.
Can we choose one to do tomorrow so I can just bring that one thing home instead of bags and bags of stuff?
Yes.
Sure. Can we be done with the Daniel box?
Yes. Do you want to pick? Brian, you pick
because you got everything kind of handy there. So whatever you say goes.
Well, all right. So if we're done with the Daniel box.
Yeah, we've eaten all the Daniel we can stand.
And you still haven't gotten the other box that has like the candy bars and stuff in it.
I did. I got the one from Nicole.
No. The one from...
Like the retro candy thing from the 60s and 70s, no?
The one from another Daniel Steinsdorfer.
Oh, I will have to check.
From Rochester Hills, Michigan.
You know what?
Awesome.
Pick that. Just give us his whole address. Why don't you pick that box? That'll
it's
be the
box. It's funny to see him look through these boxes. You know, I always hear it just
Oh, you
audio.
Never see the video, yeah.
For all I know, nothing's really happening. But here he's got a box out and digging through it and pulling out this paper and stuff.
Check this out. I mean, look at what we've got in here. This is some awesome stuff. We've got like, look at these Ritters.
Oh, wow.
Look at all those.
Those are
right?
good, yeah.
And this thing is like chock full. These are all candy bars.
I bet I have this. There's a box over there that is not opened up, but that's it. It doesn't matter. Pick that. Let's say that box.
I don't know if I have that one. Those things don't look familiar.
Really?
Maybe Brian got lucky and that's it. I don't know. Well, let's plan on. I'll tell you. Here's what we'll do.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Pick something with a funny name and show it to me.
How about Tetranky?
Yeah, I got that.
All right.
Okay, I do have that box then.
All right,
okay.
I think I have that too. I have something with a Tetranky in it.
Bochi.
I don't have Bochi, or maybe I do.
I don't remember that one.
That's fine. Bring that box.
Okay.
And I'll bring mine, and we'll all have boxes together. All right, fair enough. Daryl, do we have any birthdays?
Oh, yes. I have those here. Let's see. And I have an actual piece of paper with these. Birthday. Dan Curry is 68 today. He was the... visual effects supervisor on TNG, DS9, Voyager, and Enterprise.
Oh, very nice. Curry. Related to Adam Curry by any chance?
I have no idea.
The morning stream!
All right.
Well, good. Happy birthday to everyone involved there. Let's get back to your Kirsten here. It's all about this this here episode with that there clip in it. And which did you think it might have been? Balance of Terror, Court Martial, A Land of Troyes, or this By Any Other Name show episode thing?
Okay, this one was where there were some dilithium crystals, and they were going to go to warp drive to battle this ship, and the crystals were bad, so they said, stop, wait, the crystals are bad, we need new dilithium crystals, and they were around Troyes' neck, or Alan's neck, so oh. It must be Alan of Troyes.
Oh, wow. So you have a strong memory of this one, sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. Is he correct with his answer?
Congratulations.
Oh.
You're a winner.
Starting the week off with a bang here. It is that episode. An Elysian named Crichton sabotaged the Enterprise. He contracted, contacted.
Crichton is not to be confused with the guy on Red Dwarf that's the robot with the square face.
Who was also called Crichton, right?
He was also Crichton, yeah.
That's interesting. And I didn't realize they shared the same name, but now that you mention it, I guess they do. He contracted, like they're a disease. He contacted the Klingons in hopes the Enterprise would warp away, which would have destroyed the Enterprise. And there's your answer. Nicely done. Daryl is the Trek nerd, a very sleepy Trek nerd today. He is found at the Twitter address at the Trek nerd. So you can get, for a guy who doesn't like the's in front of things, he sure likes to do that on his Twitter accounts. That's something I've noticed. Daryl's also on This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast, which also has
it's not the Grumpy Cast though. It's just Grumpy Cast.
It's just Grumpy Cast because he's duplicitous in his use of the, which is great.
Well, I was never the Bear Butt. I was just Bear Butt.
Oh, that's true. You were Bear Butt. I think you should have kept Bear Butt.
Mm-hmm. Well, that name, that company. I'm still asleep. Blizzard. Those guys.
Blizzard. Oh, they made
me change my name. So.
Oh, they didn't like Bear Butt, did they?
No, they thought, you must be making fun of naked bottoms or something.
Well, if people remember correctly, long before our guild was called AIE, Veronica and I named it We Eat Babies.
I Eat
Babies, which was a troll thing, which their game, there's a sound clip in the game of a troll saying, I eat babies, like that. So we based it on that, and they made us change it. And at the time, it was all a big to-do about nothing. So
I remember that.
Yeah.
All these years later, no Bear Butt.
Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo is a great name for your guild. Actually, not at all. Don't do that. By the way, there is we're doing a fundraiser for the guild and their guild hall stuff at the BlizzCon. Mm-hmm. And there's stuff already up in the store at frogpants.com/store that will help support that effort. I wanted to make sure to let people know about it. We'll talk more about it as we get closer, but... yeah, if you're part of the guild and you want to be a part of that, there's some neat stuff happening. So go read up on that at frogpants.com/store. All right, Daryl, get the hell out of here. What else? Oh, I know what I was going to say. You have a game. Do you have a game or
yes,
no?
Yes,
oh, look,
I have
you're
a
all
game.
Prepared. Mm-hmm. Jeez, I'm impressed. All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Yes. Is this a Star Trek game or actual goose?
Oh gosh,
oh,
this
wow,
is great.
Geese now.
Nice. All right, I'll give you. I got it. Here's your theme for that. Yeah, let's see. Hold on. Sorry. Okay, how about this one? There you go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's very... what's that goose's name?
Mendoza?
You got 30 seconds!
All right, go ahead.
It's very Mendoza-like. Anyway, Tsunkatse.
Tsunkatse?
Tsunkatse. Mm-hmm.
I might use this 30 seconds for other stuff. Tsunkatse. Star Trek thing or a bird,
or
a goose.
Goose or goose, yeah. Goose related.
I'm gonna say this is familiar to me because I feel like I've gotten emails with people talking about Asian geese.
Type of geese, right. Be the ones that have that block on their beak or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Let's say goose. We'll say goose.
Okay, this is a game involving wearing sensors that, when touched, maim or kill the opponent, depending on the game chosen.
Excuse me?
Not a goose.
That's not good. I don't like the answer to that at all. Is that for real? It's not a goose? I swear that's familiar. Thing. Brian, I've taken you down the wrong path, man.
That's all right. I'm okay with that.
Apologies all around. All right.
I can live with it.
What are we doing?
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Do you like musical theater?
I do.
Can you feel the love tonight?
No.
Anyway, send foster kids to acting class. The dudes at the Weekly Bleep will tell you how at tiny.cc/stagekids.
All right. End scene. I liked what we did there. This show also brought to you by Squarespace.com. Squarespace.com, everybody. Oh, man.
Yay.
You want to build a website. I'm holding in my hands here this minifigure of Tyrael from Diablo. And it's one of the little fun, what do they call them? What are they called? The Pop Toys.
Funko Pop, yeah.
Little Pop Toy guys.
Yeah, Funko.
Which are genius, Pop. By the way. They're what, $10 a piece? It's just genius. They're rich men because of this.
And all they have to do is make the head really big, the eyes really big, the body really little.
Yep.
Stick a spring in there and boom.
Get the right license deal and you're golden, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thinking if you started to collect these, and I kind of have been without meaning to. I get so many of these donated. Here's a little Diablo one. I have all the Blizzard ones. And the kids have a ton of other kinds. And I could make a web page dedicated to saying, hey, look at all my little Pop Toy guys. And I have the whole collection. And aren't they rad? And here are all the photos. But I don't know how to make websites. Not like I used to. I used to kind of code a little bit, a little PHP, a little MySQL. Just enough to get by. But these days, why bother? You don't have enough time. You got other things to do. So go use Squarespace.com and have that work for you. A better web begins with your website, Brian. Here's the deal, though. Deal, though. I just want to be clear about what I just said.
Deal, though.
I want you to not just take my word for it. Try it. Free trial. You get a bunch of time for free. And you don't have to put a credit card even in for that. A lot of places make you do that. They do not. But if you decide to stay on, and I think you will, once you've had a chance to mess with these templates and some of the other great tools that are on there, they're always being updated and new stuff being added. Use the code MORNING at checkout and save yourself 10% off your account. That's MORNING at checkout for 10% off. At squarespace.com. All right. This just in. Beep, 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 beep. Woman undergoes surgery to add a third breast. A U.S. massage therapist. Or is she an Us Magazine massage
She's
therapist?
She's a Florida woman, by the way. I'm amazed that this didn't come up. I guess because it was from a news organization in Australia. But
wow. I'm surprised we didn't hear about it more in this country.
Right.
A U.S.-based massage therapist has gone to extreme lengths to become a reality TV star, undergoing surgery to add a third breast to her chest. Didn't mean to rhyme it, but it worked out that way. A middle breast, right? That's where this was added here.
Yeah, she had one plumped right there in the middle.
Think about Total Recall, everybody. That's you have the right idea. The Florida woman who goes by the name Jasmine Tridevil. Whoa, three devils.
I'm guessing. Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
Oh, my gosh. Does that have to do with her three boobs?
I don't know.
Tri-devil.
I don't know why devil. You know, it's like tri-mam would be your...
Tri-mam would be so much easier. Tri-mamry. she spent $20,000 on the procedure just a few months ago after finally finding a doctor willing to perform the operation. I called 50 doctors, she told Real Radio 104.1. Real Radio 104.1. On the radio.
You know, that's how it sounds, totally. Too.
It was really hard finding someone that would do it because they're breaking the code of ethics. Well, geez, way to call that guy out.
Yeah.
Tri-Devil's third breast was constructed in the middle of her chest with a silicone implant and skin tissue cut from her abdomen.
Doesn't that sound sexy?
Yeah, going out on a date. Hey, I really like those three boobs, but your abdomen is gross. What happened there?
It's like somebody took a meat cleaver to it.
Yeah, I don't know if we can see each other anymore. Right. Tri-Devil's third breast. Sorry, I said that. The surgeon was not able to make an artificial areola, so Tri-Devil had one tattooed on. I'm going to play a little video of her talking.
Continuing the sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So the video that's from this site is her answering fan questions.
Yeah.
So just to kind of prepare people.
All right, here it is. We're just going to hit play. By the way, it's one of those vertical iPhone videos, which I hate so much.
Yes.
But here it is. Okay. See if I hope the volume's good. She did nothing to mic herself up or any of that.
No.
Okay, here we go.
What do you want to do career-wise? I am starting a reality show called Jasmine's Jugs.
Okay, just pause for a second.
Yes, I am starting a reality show. In other words...
Yeah.
Nobody approached her and said, hey, we'd really like to have you on our reality show.
This is the greatest thing. It's like manna from heaven for the show. All right, there's more.
and my ultimate goal is to get it on MTV.
Oh, she's got a network all picked out.
Right. My ultimate goal, because, you know, I want to be, I'm going to be sandwiched in right after 16 and pregnant and pimp my ride.
All right. Maybe this will work. I don't know.
And that's really, that's my dream. That's my dream to, my main motivation is fame and fortune. What's your favorite ice cream flavor? Mint.
That was the best. She poured through hundreds of questions, hundreds of viewer questions to get right down to what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard. And she, and the best part is she thought about it for a minute and then said mint.
Right.
Oh, gosh. There's more. Chocolate chip mint. Yeah, chocolate chip mint.
Was the procedure expensive? $20,000. It was extremely difficult finding somebody that would do it because it breaks the code of ethics. Uh-huh. It's actually not even legal in Florida.
Well,
and that's why my surgeon made me sign a non-disclosure agreement. But I'm going to try to get my surgeon to change his mind on that because I want... I think it would help him too. It would make him...
Yeah. It would help expose his illegal action and have him go to jail.
I'm trying to get him to change his mind about wanting to perform this illegal thing under the table.
Oh my gosh. Is this is real, I guess.
Is this real life?
Well, okay. I got to hear the end of it. There's only a couple seconds left here.
Probably it would get him a lot more customers.
This isn't the same as saying I really liked their frozen yogurt and then be more people going there. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
That's the final bit.
You see what a great job he did. Oh. But he's afraid that he could get in trouble because he broke the code of ethics.
That's the end of her dumb video. Oh, there she is looking stupid in the mirror. All right.
Right.
Yeah, you know, whatever. I'm not, you know, to each their freaking own. But... you're not going to get a reality. Maybe she will, dude. She's weird. Maybe she will get one out of this.
I don't know. It seems like the reality show thing comes to those who don't do the things they're doing planning for a reality show, right? Like Honey Boo Boo and Mama June and the Pawn Stars guys. It's like they probably said, oh, you know, this would be really funny if people could see what's going on here. It'd be really interesting to watch all this stuff. But it's not like they did what they did to get the reality show. And I think when you have that level of BS, you can smell it a mile away and say, this is somebody who's wanting this, who's doing this thing with the hopes of getting a reality show is not going to be entertaining.
I agree with you. And I think that they'll see it a mile away, obviously. I mean, no one's going to be fooled by it. The question is whether or not the crazy is enough to still go for it or not. I don't think they go for it. This to me is like people that email me and say, hey, I want to start a podcast and I want to sell t-shirts that first weekend.
Right.
It's like,
right.
No,
exactly.
No, you got to do the thing you want to do because you want to do it, but don't, you know, don't try to connive at, you know, people who are good at doing that, you don't know they're doing it. This you know what she's doing. And the mint chocolate chip thing in the middle of it is the greatest thing in the history of ever. What non sequitur thing was that?
Right, exactly. Like, hey, this woman just had three boobs. Gosh, I wonder what her favorite ice cream flavor is.
Yeah, what's your favorite ice cream? And then the fact that she saw it is like this natural next question.
Right.
And then she thinks about it, rotates on her chair for a bit, and goes, mint, chocolate chip mint.
You could be any kind of tree.
And then she didn't even expound. Like, I used to, you know, like, you'd think you'd add a little padding. Oh, I used to like chocolate a lot, but now it's all about the chocolate chip mint. Oh, yeah, that's great stuff. Thanks for the question. Moving on.
I can't really do dairy anymore.
Yeah, I can't.
Because I am one.
Because I am one. I'm a chocolate chip mint. Anyway, there you go. That's your story. We're sticking to it. All right. This guy's crazy. Man pretended to be a police officer for 20 years. Seems like somebody should have noticed. A funeral home worker was arrested in Washington State after police said he pretended to be a retired officer for 2 decades and recently intervened in a flight.
Fight.
Not a flight. Where are my gunners?
I'm sorry, man. You're going to have to land this plane.
Authorities became aware of suspect Jim Bailey last month after he tried to break up a dispute between a couple in a car by identifying himself as a retired cop and telling a witness to call 911. Well, that doesn't seem too bad. The investigation determined that 69-year-old Bailey had been pretending to be a retired officer for more than 20 years, the chief said. Well, that means when he was 49, he was retired, I guess. Whatever. Impersonating a police officer is a gross misdemeanor in Washington. Dude, that's so gross. It's totally gross. Quote, we've been proud of what we do and the work, and we work very hard at what we do, Green said. So to find someone who comes along and just takes that for granted and pretends to be one of us, that's upsetting. Well, maybe you should have noticed him more than 20 years ago. Jeez.
The fact that he's basically pretending to be a retired cop, it's not like impersonating a cop to, you know, to take, you know, commandeer somebody's vehicle or enter their house without, you know, illegally. He's pretending to be a retired cop. Yeah. So he's like going to bars. Yeah, boy, this was like it when I was on the force, man. I'm gonna tell you, this is,
yeah, this beat used to be, this, the bar used to be on my beat. And how you doing, baby?
Yeah, I don't know. That guy's weird.
Also in the news, a Michigan man.
What's
his power?
Can't decide if he's in the hand or on that other piece of Michigan. Excelsior.
In the hand. Nice.
Because when people, you say, what part of Michigan are you from? If they're, then they put up their hand and say, from right about here. And
oh, that's great.
Saginaw or whatever.
I want a body shaped state. Unless you're Florida, then you're in trouble.
Right. I'm from right here, Miami.
Right up here. Very awkward conversation. A Michigan man is apologizing for trying to throw a football, you know, American football.
Sure.
Loaded with drugs and cell phones into a state prison yard.
Oh, nice. Like over the wall?
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
It's kind of awesome, yeah. Christian D. Moore. That sounds familiar. Christian D. Moore. I'm thinking of Ronald D. Moore.
Ronald D. Moore, yeah. Wonder if he's any relation.
I don't
Moore.
Know. Why don't you just tell me the movie you want to see? Christian D. Moore on Wednesday called the June attempt, quote, a thoughtless and immature decision, the Jackson City Patriot reports. The 22-year-old's comments came during a sentencing hearing where he got 17 to 60 months, I don't know why I said 16, on two counts of furnishing contraband to a prisoner. He was on probation at the time for home invasion. And just tossed this in, man. Just said, hey,
wow.
Drugs and phones. Here you go, guys.
Right.
Tossed That's it into the prison
hilarious.
Yard.
Hilarious.
That's pretty great.
I mean, just imagining, you know, it's not like they're prepared for this, right? Because no. I'm sure they can't see over the wall into this guy pitching a football in. Yeah. So this thing is going to come down and bean somebody in the head,
yep.
Loaded with drugs and...
right in the canoggin, dude.
Right.
Oh, man. Hey, I got more news for you here. But I'm going to tell you real quick that it's brought to you by HelloFresh.com. At HelloFresh.com, it's your chance to make cooking fun again. You've just been saying to yourself, man, this isn't fun anymore. Well, now, I got a way to make it fun again. Nationwide rollout happening Yay. Now with HelloFresh.com. Use MorningStream at checkout for 50% off your next visit over there. It's your first-time customer visit. So do that. Go over there. They're now delivering to you. I pretty much guarantee it. If you live in the States, it's a mm-hmm. big, wide-open thing now. So go do it. Morning Stream for 50% off for your first order at HelloFresh.com. Do it today.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop brought to you by...
One of the hosts of the Weekly Bleep played a janitor in Bye Bye Birdie. If he had taken acting classes, he probably would have had a line or two. Don't let his tragedy be the plight of these foster kids. Send them to acting class. Learn how at tiny.cc/stagekids.
Right on. Colin Farrell says he's joining True Detective Season 2.
He knows all about the three-breast thing from his Total Recall reboot.
Yep, and his fantasies. He has a lot.
And his fantasies, right.
Did you ever see him? You saw In Bruges, didn't you?
I did see In Bruges. That was such a great movie.
What a
wonderful
movie.
That turned me around for Colin Farrell, who I thought was like, all right,
he's okay.
He's okay. You know, he's had some good roles.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just so well done. It's such a great movie.
Completely agree. That is a wonderful film. Not for the kids, but
right.
In a weird way, kind of has a lot of heart and would be good for kids if it wasn't littered with blood and
Profanity.
Thick Irish profanity. both those guys, him and, what's his name? His name just left me. I just had it. Gleason. Paul
Gleason? Paul Gleason? No, it's not Paul Gleason. It's
a
different guy.
Mad-Eye Moody from Harry Potter.
Right,
not
right.
The, aware. He's awesome. My gosh, that guy's good. Anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah, Colin Farrell.
Brendan Gleeson.
Brendan Gleeson, there you go. Why Paul? There is a Paul Gleeson.
There is a Paul Gleeson. He's a totally different guy.
Gleeson.
He was in...
Oh, yeah. He's Paul Xavier Gleeson, American film and television actor, known for his roles on TV such as All My Children and films like The Breakfast Club. Oh, he's
right.
He's Vernon. Vernon. You're right. He died. Yeah, 2006. Died in Burbank. Okay. Yeah. He died of being awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, Colin Farrell is going to be in that new True Detective season. He will star in that thing. I think that's very interesting. According to an interview published in the Irish newspaper, The Sunday World, don't you know? Cited by multiple outlets, including the New York Times, the cable network had no immediate comment. A source close to the matter had told E! In July that the Irish actor was being considered for a role. Quote, I'm doing a second series and I'm so excited, he said. The Sunday World quoted Farrell as saying, details not known about the character. Times reports the actor told the newspaper he knew
very little
about season two.
I know very little.
I don't know much at all.
Except those kids keep taking me Lucky Charms.
I know every time.
They take me Lucky Charms.
Anyway, there'll be 8 episodes. They'll be filmed in L.A., and that's all we know. That's exciting. I think he's a great actor, and he's given the right role, and it's super interesting. So
I'm a Colin Farrell fan now, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. And you know, there really doesn't have to be any sort of formula. There's no thing that True Detective has to stick to, right? No
right.
formula. It doesn't have to be two guys. It doesn't have to be Louisiana. It doesn't have to be, so they can do anything they want with it because it's True Detective. You know, there's nothing, they're not locked in.
Yeah. I do feel like that show kind of got screwed. It was up against so many things that needed awards because they were leaving. It's like, oh man. And I love, don't get me wrong, Breaking Bad, probably the greatest drama ever written.
Mm-hmm.
But True Detective, holy shit. That was amazing.
It was so good. Yeah.
Runner outpaces Tombstones with $32.5 million in the box office, the young adult adaptation of The Maze Runner. Have you ever had a movie come along, Brian, where you have absolutely zero interest in seeing it?
Lots of times.
I feel like this more than... think of another movie. Maybe the final Twilight movie is right here with this. And it's not because they're both young adult based novels. That's not the problem here. I just see things for that. And I think I figured it out. It isn't just that, oh, there's nobody in it I care about. I don't know the book. It's just nothing here for me. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. I think a big part of it is I hate mazes on a very fundamental level. I hate them. I don't like the kind that are on like the menu at Denny's when you're a kid and you're supposed to trace your crayon through the thing to find. I don't like mazes ever.
It's more like, okay, here's a movie. The question is more like, has there ever been a movie where you felt like this should be something you're interested in that you have no desire to see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
like Tina and I watched Sex and the City, right?
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to admit that.
Right.
And I had absolutely zero desire to go see the movies.
Oh, that's interesting.
Completely none whatsoever. And glad, and from everything I've heard about them, it's probably a good thing I never bothered with them. This feels like it's right up our alley, maybe more kind of the young adult fiction adaptation film kind of stuff, but it feels very Hunger Games to me, doesn't it?
It's totally in that vein for sure.
And
see, Hunger Games comes, you're like, oh cool, I want to see another one of those, that's interesting. But this thing, it's got mazes in it. I hate mazes. Hedge mazes, ugh. Like the whole, like, what am I trying?
Shining?
Yes. The Shining pisses me off because it has a maze in it. What's another movie?
Wow.
The freaking,
Labyrinth?
Labyrinth. That's the worst part of Labyrinth.
Is the maze?
Yes. I hate them.
How come this never came up in, when we filmed Sack Labyrinth? I don't remember you mentioning how much you hate mazes.
I may have mentioned it, but not, I didn't make as big a deal about it as I should have because I really don't like them. It's from childhood. I just don't like them. And it's not that they're scary or any of that. It's just boring to me. It's just like, ugh. To me, it's like, what's it like? It's like a video game. It's a bad mechanic.
Irony Man points out that, you know, Tango and Cash, he never even brought it up during the, like a rat
in a maze. No, because there was no actual maze. It's when they have an actual maze I have a problem. If it's just a metaphor, fine. You can give me that one. But actual mazes, they suck. All right, moving on. Hey, we got a brand new sponsor this week.
Oh, cool.
The Texas Beard Company.
Oh, wow.
I love this, man. The Texas Beard Company.
Can you buy a beard?
Only in Texas.
Right.
All natural, man-made beard care products. You were afraid I was going to say man-made beards. But
man-made beards. No, I was thinking that ZZ Top was going to be selling their stock.
Yeah, right. Talk about making any beard sort of Gandalf style or just starting out. Doesn't matter. You want to make it less itchy, much softer, all that kind of thing? How about four manly scents to help you do that? People like beards. Ladies like beards.
Four manly scents for your beard. I love this.
Right, I know.
See these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I love this whole idea. If you want to learn more, go to texasbeard.com if you want to see some sweet photos and some awesome ideas, because there's some great stuff in there. But I love beards, man. Beards are great. I had to trim mine for the wedding, but it's coming back. Full Monty. I'm not stopping till BlizzCon. So watch for me in November looking pretty beardy as I head out to Anaheim.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the stuff's awesome. And it's just all focused on, I mean, this is a beard renaissance right now. There are so many beards now. It's like beard time times 500 in 2014. For whatever reason, I don't know. But these guys are here to service you and your fantastic, luxurious beard. Use the coupon code MORNINGBEARD. That is also my favorite thing about this. Use the coupon code MORNINGBEARD at checkout. You will get 20% off your entire order. That's insane. Free shipping to the U.S. over $25. So go get you some stuff. Take care of your damn manly beard and use the code MORNINGBEARD for 20% off that order. Check them out at texasbeard.com. And again, that code is MORNINGBEARD. All right, when we come back, a man who, when he wants to, can have a pretty sweet morning beard. That's a major spoiler. Steven Schleicher. He'll be here. We'll talk about some pop culture stuff. We got your emails. Veronica will not be here. She's in Hawaii for her her anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Right.
She's buying her iPhone in Hawaii, which is weird.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah. That's their tradition. She says every anniversary they buy a new iPhone because that lands on the same time as their anniversary. Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody I seem to know got married this weekend. Now my daughter. So is that strange? Mm-hmm. It's very strange. Also, happy new wedding to Bashiok at Blizzard, who also got married.
Everyone I know got an iPhone.
I know, man. Everyone but you. You got to wait for your phablet to come in. I found another reason yesterday why I don't think I want the big one. Because when I do a selfie, when I take a selfie. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. I got to play your clip. Here's Brian saying that. Oh, whoops. Here we go.
Take a selfie.
All right. When you take a selfie, you have to hold it. The way you hold it, it feels like it's going to fall out of my hand, and that's just the 4.7. I think that big one is going to feel like you're going to drop that thing every time you do a selfie photo.
I'm definitely investing in a case.
Yeah. Well, that's the other problem is how I never get cases right away because when there's a new design, they always suck for a while until there's something awesome, and I don't want to pay $30 for suck. So time will tell. Anyway, we'll get to all that in a minute. Before all that, though, music. What do you got for me?
Sure. Well, this one comes from Tanner Goodman, a.k.a. Salem from AIE. Mm. Hey, Scott and Brian, I turned 22 on September 21st and would like to celebrate in song. I know you've played covers by Ellie Goulding in the past, so I think it would be awesome to hear something from her. Thanks, guys, for everything you do. Also, Brian, I still have your Snowball microphone.
Oh,
well, you do, don't you?
Why does he have that?
Because for a while he was recording interview shows called Coverville Under the Covers. It was like a sister show that had a few interviews. School kind of got the best of him as far as time, which I fully condone. Mm-hmm. I think that school should come first. So, so he still actually has that microphone. But at some point, maybe those shows will come back. Anyway. Something by Ellie Goulding going out to Tanner. This one came from her album Halcyon Days, which was the album that Lights, her big hit, came from, her
big album
breakthrough
for her.
It's
all
a cover
very
song.
Good, by the way. That whole album
it really
is. Great.
Is. Yeah. And this is a bonus track that you get if you buy, I think, the Amazon edition or something like that. It is a Waterboys song that comes from 1990. I love the Waterboys. Great old UK band, I want to say Irish influenced band. I'm not sure. I think they might have been Irish. Yeah. You know, should know this. This is something I probably should have.
There's a real Coverville moment for you here. Should know this.
I should know this. Yeah. Anyway, Ellie Goulding and her cover of The Waterboys' How Long Will I Love You.
All right, here it is. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
The master has placed that's you not in a precarious stop. Position.
Damn it, right here.
Wow, that ain't it.
Yeah, there it is.
How long will I love you? As long as stars are above you, and longer if I can. How long will I need you? As long as the seasons need to follow their plan. How long will I be with you? As long as the sea is bound to wash upon the sand. Will I want you? As long as you want me to, and longer by far. How long will I hold you? As long as your father told you, as long as you can. You say, how long will I love you? As long as stars are above you, and longer if I may.
You. The master has placed you in a dreadfully precarious position.
You're playing the most phenomenal game ever created.
Your skin grows cold from your first glimpse of an enormous beast.
It's a product of your imagination.
Survival depends on a quick, decisive move.
Your choices are limited.
Stand and fight or run.
Use your lightning bolt.
Victory is yours.
Win the treasure.
TSR Hobbies.
Dungeons and Dragons games.
Products of your imagination.
Excuse me.
This is the Morning Stream. Yo, bartender. Jobu needs a refill.
Have you heard that Asner fart?
Excuse me?
You heard that before?
I have heard that before.
Heard it last
Where
night.
Where have I heard that before?
On FilmSack at FilmSack.com. We had a brand new episode go up last night, and it was all about Hard Rain. We just want the money, Hard Rain. It's a fun time. I really actually had a really good time with that movie.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I mean,
that was a fun show, too.
Sure, and nobody's going to call that a great film or anything, but it's a good, dumb
it's
piece of fun.
It's an adequate film.
Sure. Good times.
It's an adequate piece of 90s action.
And I would say it's a high-quality episode of FilmSack, so you would do yourself well to check that out at FilmSack.com. All righty. I'm having a very fun exchange with Paul and Storm right now on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to put that on hold, though, because we have a show to do. We have things to talk about. It's not like we can just dick around.
Come on now.
All right. So it is major spoilers time, and that means Scott needs to do a few clicks, okay?
Okay.
Hang on.
So click this, click that.
Steven Schleicher. Add to call. Here we go. Bring him in here. Talk about the business of the day. Got a little theme for him even. Maybe. Nope. Maybe. Hold on. Here we go. Yeehaw! He lives in Kansas and he's here now. Woohoo! Steven Schleicher, what's going on, man?
Hey, not a whole lot. What's going on with you? Oh, wait, you had that big wedding.
Yeah, it was kind of a big whoop. And I got to say, I got some The one thing I'll say about all my podcaster buddies, they always have such nice things to say while I am in the thick of it. And I don't tell people that I appreciate that enough. So Steven just had some really great words of wisdom, as did Brian over the weekend. Just nice little moments where someone will toss me a little comment. I got a little thing from Tom. And it's just nice. Even though things went off just swimmingly without any issues, it's nice to know that there are some other internet radio idiots that have my back.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so there's that.
I'm glad you guys had fun.
It was great. Looking forward to the day when one of your two boys hitches the post to some fine young lady. And
is that the phrase? Is that the
hitch of the post? I don't know. It's not a euphemism. All right. So, Steven, let's get into the business at hand here. He comes on the show and talks about pop culture, movies, comics, stuff like that. And even though there's a Comic Dorks tomorrow, ahead of that, we're going to do something awesome here, which is talk to you, damn it. And you've got stuff to say. In fact, one of them, it just reminded me, there are like 5 DC properties coming to network television this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what's going on? So Supergirl.
Well, we've got Arrow, The Flash, Constantine, iZombie, Gotham starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a Teen Titans pilot over at TNT that's going down. Lucifer is in development for a pilot at Fox. And now CBS has given a serious commitment to Supergirl. Coming out, and we don't know when, but we know that it's being executive produced by Greg Berlanti, Ali Adler, and Sarah, Schechter.
Yeah.
And we don't know when it's going, but CBS has given a series commitment, which is a lot better than a greenlit a pilot or greenlit a potential commitment. They're saying, hey, we want this series, and we want it.
That's insane.
Nobody else. That is a lot.
It's crazy that it's almost like, it's weird, because while Disney and Marvel dominate theaters, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like on the sidelines, despite the fact that you have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and, you know, things like that going on.
Yep.
Like behind the scenes, nobody paid any attention to DC over there going, all right, you guys, we're going to take over television.
Yeah, let's dominate TV, which is great.
Yeah, I'm stoked for all these. So where's your head out on a Supergirl adaptation? You feel okay about it?
I'm really okay with it. My biggest concern is they're going to screw it over like they did Wonder Woman.
Mm.
If you remember, like, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
We had a Wonder Woman show that was in the process.
The
costume looked good, and then all of a sudden it was Wonder Woman's going to eat ice cream and talk girl things, and people were like, what the F?
Yeah.
And then that show got dropped hotter than Hot Potato.
Yeah, and that was, you're right, Brian, it was Adrian, what was her name?
Adrian Palicki.
Palicki.
From Friday Night Lights, who now is joining if I'm not mistaken, the cast of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh,
that's funny.
As Mockingbird, is that what I heard?
Is that who that is? Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Friday Night Lights, hold on, I just got to check this real quick. So she is in.
Yep, she'll be playing Mockingbird.
You're right. Yeah. Oh my heck.
Yeah.
Oh my heck, the heck fire, you say. I'm not usually a heck person, but I said it there anyway. I guess that's good, right? Is that good?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I like her. She was great on FNL. All right. Well, Supergirl. And didn't she exist in some form on Smallville? They had a...
Yeah, she did. Yeah. The girl who is on Bitten, Verhoeven, I think is her last name.
Oh.
She played Supergirl and did a great job of it, from what everybody said. Mm. I think that was the time I had drifted away from Smallville.
Yeah.
But,
she's not related to Paul Verhoeven.
No. I'm probably even saying her name wrong.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Speaking of Total Recall and RoboCop, which keep coming up.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting. I will watch. And we don't know. So if this all goes through and doesn't get canceled or turned down or whatever, what's the time frame?
We don't know, and that's the weird thing. I mean, they could probably be shooting on it for a fall release, which would make the most sense so that they could have time to develop it. They could, if they were really smart, slate it for a summer release and give people a reason to stick around on the network televisions. I mean, Big Brother does that. Mm. They used to do that a lot with Amazing Race, and of course, Fox did it with American Idol, where they would make summertime viewing something worth seeing. I'm not sure Supergirl could handle a summertime slot.
Mm.
So either it's going to be fall, or if they're really pushing ahead with it, some kind of winter replacement coming up in March or something.
But so
I don't see
but
that.
But you see 2015 is what you're saying, though.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not going to. Because the new movie is what, 2016 now it got delayed too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So early 2016, it's possible this thing comes out fall of 2015 mm-hmm. and has some kind of tie-in between seasons that helps, like the way S.H.I.E.L.D. does, you know?
No, because the problem is, well, if they did that, that would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But as we've been talking on a couple of other podcasts, I don't give the TV networks that much credit. And the problem is, Arrow and Flash are on the CW. Supergirl is going to be on CBS, even though they're owned by the same company. I don't think we're going to see crossover between those two shows internally, and I really don't see us doing anything with the movies.
Yeah, and then Fox's stuff with Gotham. I mean, like, none of these universes are going to cross over, which is kind of unfortunate, and it's one of the things that maybe is an advantage in the Disney side, because they're just going to keep that all on the network that they already own.
Right.
They're not about to say, hey, Marvel, hey, Fox, you want to do a Hulk show? They're not doing that. So whether this fragmentation hurts or helps them, I don't know at this point.
For everybody screaming at their iPods and iPhones and whatnot, Laura Vandervoort is the girl who played Kara Kent.
Yeah, she was on the show, played the Supergirl. Yeah.
She was on V, too.
Oh, yeah.
She was on V?
She was on V. Very attractive woman.
She ate a gopher or no? Is that not her?
She might have eaten a gopher. She was an alien. Okay. She was one of the V's.
That's what they do. They eat gophers.
Mm-hmm, I hear that.
They unhinge their jaw and then eat a gopher.
Right. That's how I eat a Jimmy John's sub. Very much the same way.
Brian, I am having that for lunch. You just sealed the deal.
I am too.
That sounds great. I love Jimmy John's. Oh, my gosh. And it'll be like
we're having a virtual lunch date, Scott.
Let's have our iPhones on and do a little bit of FaceTime on my much bigger screen and your tiny one that you're still waiting for the big one.
Tiny little picture of you eating Jimmy John's.
What are you going to do? All right. Moving on to the Suicide Squad deal.
Yeah.
Tell us about this. What's this about?
Well, so speaking of DC, we know that they have a number of unannounced movies that are coming out between now and 2020. Mm. And one of the ones that people are estimating, based on some people that have been hired, is a movie based on the Suicide Squad series from DC Comics. Now, for those of you who don't know Suicide Squad, this is where Amanda Waller and her organization gather up a bunch of criminals and put explosives in their heads and send them off on a mission. And if they don't do the mission, they get their heads blown off. And if they do succeed the mission, they get time taken off their sentence. And it's a great concept. They've done it a lot of times. Some people may know Suicide Squad as Task Force X from back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Same kind of concept. There is a Suicide Squad movie that's out right now, but it's labeled as Batman Arkham Assault is what it is. It's an animated movie. And it's pretty adult for those of you that want to rush right out and get that and say, oh, this will be a great thing for my kid. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of sexy time and violence and all that stuff in there.
Sexy time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's all but seeing full frontal in some of these things.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's like Harley Quinn and Deadshot are getting it on in bed.
Whoa.
In one part.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were allowed to do that.
It is a direct-to-video movie, and they can get away with a lot of stuff, including a lot of very adult language in that movie, too. So.
Wow, that's very, very weird. All right.
It looks like David Ayer may be the one directing this movie.
Hmm. Okay. I know him from something. What do I know him from?
Fury.
Oh, right.
It would be one thing.
Right. That's it. Yeah. He looked real familiar. He's got that face. Well, whatever. I shouldn't judge a man on his face, but he has a face that tells me that I wouldn't want to be around him very much.
I want to say,
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I get these feelings about people's faces. There's something there. There's a few people like this I don't want to mention that are a little closer to our realm that I
don't know.
I don't want to drag through them. No, I can't do it.
I'm on the show with you right now.
No. Steven Schleicher, I could be around all day. I know that guy. That guy, let me tell you something. If you're in a Five Guys Burgers and Fries and you want to have good conversation and hang out with someone you like, Steven, you could do a lot worse than Steven.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Always fun. All right, moving on. We got a Deadpool release date.
Yeah, we do. Now, this was something that was really surprising considering everybody was all up about Doctor Strange last week with rumors flying rampant about that. No confirmations, but what did come out is that we are going to see a Deadpool movie come out February 12, 2016. Tim Miller confirmed to direct it.
Whoa.
Ryan Reynolds, they said they don't know if he's going to return to the role or not. There's still some negotiations going on with that. I don't know if he will or not.
I don't know if we need everybody, him. There's some snarky other guy we could get.
Yeah, well, he did there was a leaked animated video that was supposed to be like a sizzle reel or a test for an animated or a game feature that came out about a month or two ago, leaked online, and it used Ryan Reynolds as the voice for the animated Deadpool, and it was spot on with what you'd expect from a Deadpool comic, and everybody loved it, and even Rob Liefeld confirmed that it was real, that it was done several years ago after the X-Men Origins Wolverine movie came out.
Yeah.
But then it just kind of dropped away and nothing else was done or said with it. I'm wondering if that wasn't intentionally released as a hype to see how many people would actually be interested in a Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
And now that that's out, everybody went crazy. Deadpool movie coming out for sure.
Yeah.
Seems like it's a little planned leak
there. Yeah, I kind of agree. And that was right around Comic-Con, I want to say, that video got leaked.
Oh, man, it was, yeah, right around there. I want to say May, May, June, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I don't remember. But I remember thinking it looked pretty rad. The only real question I have is, is Marvel even willing to put one of their heroes on screen and give it the proper justice it deserves?
That's,
and rate it R, because it has to be, because this is a Deadpool movie.
That's the thing. Yeah. Apparently, going around, I haven't seen any official confirmation, but there's apparently a memo going around that this will be a PG-13 movie.
See, they're just, I need them to get brave on this one and do something different, you know?
Yeah.
I'm afraid of alienating that younger fan base.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the fan base that has that disposable income.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I understand there are business reasons. And the thing is, you can get away with a lot more in PG-13 now than you used to. I mean, really, it's just snark and blood.
Yeah.
So it's not like you have to, we're not talking about everyone needs to be naked all the time doing it.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird, things that go into the ratings. Like, you can drop the F-bomb like once, and you can get away with it in a PG-13 movie, depending on how you use the word dick, for example.
Yeah.
That could get you an R rating or get you a PG-13 rating.
Yeah. It all depends on usage on that. Like this guy, like we watched.
If you're saying that so-and-so is a blank, then you can get away with that and get a PG-13 rating. But if you say, hey, look at my blank, that's going to get you the R rating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that you used blank on that last one because it was freaking me out. Yeah. we watched Hard Rain, which was from 1998, and they used this case of an F word use. So don't worry, it's bleeped everybody at home, but here you can hear it here.
Then shut the f*** up.
There's this old man saying, shut the F up. Yeah. And I remember thinking, oh, there's their one PG-13 F word, and they're even allowed it more in 98 because it was an old man who's kind of funny saying it
There was probably a lot less flack from parent groups about theater owners allowing under 18-year-olds into R-rated movies.
Yeah.
And so now that there's that tension is ratcheted up much higher, I think everybody pays a little bit closer attention to that. Have you guys ever seen, I think it's called This Movie Not Yet Rated?
Yes.
That documentary about the MPAA.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Fascinating.
It's crazy what's involved. Yeah. Like, right. How it's all comes down to this little group of people.
Yeah.
That, have no accountability.
If you don't walk away like utterly amazed by how smart Trey Parker and Matt Stone are in that documentary, like that really opened my eyes to how those guys get away with what they get away with. It's because they try to get away with so much more on purpose, knowing they're going to be dialed back by somebody.
Right.
That was fascinating to me, that whole thing with Air America and all that. Anyway, yeah, that's an interesting film. Although, do not watch that documentary with your kids.
No.
Oh, yeah. Right.
They're happy to show you everything that's been cut out. So enjoy. One last quick thing. Has anyone ever apologized for that Deadpool portrayal in that Origins movie?
No, and that's the reason why I ask if Ryan Reynolds is really the best choice for that, reprising that role.
Yeah.
I think he is. I think that he'd be good for playing the quote-unquote real Deadpool, but would he be able to do that? Would they be able to do that after releasing the Origins movie and say, that was a mulligan, that's a completely different guy, even though it looks just like Ryan Reynolds, and...
Well, and they showed up his scarred up faces all, but he never spoke. Right? Well, he spoke before the accident or whatever. I guess it wasn't an accident, but he spoke before that and was kind of snarky before that, and then he just turned into this, you know, Borg basically.
Right.
Yeah. That was terrible. That was
really bad.
Did he
say something at the end, or was it just that he came back to life?
Never talked. I think they just turned him into a zombie.
Needs a lot of snark. It needs a lot of fourth wall breaking. It needs a lot of violence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's what that comic. That is what that is. So so what they did with that was egregious. Like, I understand going, change this, change that, fine. You know, the Winter Soldier arm should be this way, not like the comic. Or, you know, like, I think Guardians, like, what's his name? The Rooker character, the blue pirate dude. Can't think of his name.
Yeah.
He couldn't be more different than he is in the comic. But those changes are sensible, smart, and do not take away from things. What they did to Deadpool in Origins was not that. That was that was hot garbage.
Yeah.
Hot, horrible garbage.
Just remember, there have been, three Hulk movies that have come out, and each one of them have had a different Hulk, and each one of them has a different take on the Hulk. So
sure.
I think we could be okay, and if they get the right script on board, I think we could have a very good Deadpool movie with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, why not? Bring him on. And if not him, some other snarky dude. There's plenty of them. I don't know who. I couldn't pull one out of my head right now, but there's plenty of them. They're out there.
Yeah.
But just don't make it like, you know, don't be like, who am I thinking of here? Don't be like, who's the guy? I can't think of his name. I can't think of his name. He's in everything now. He was in Moneyball. He was in
Johnny Depp. Oh
no,
Jonah Hill.
Don't do like Jonah Hill or something.
No.
They couldn't do that.
I feel like they want to jam Jonah Hill into everything right now, though. They're like, hey, take that round peg and stick him in a square hole. And they want to.
They probably do. They could probably do somebody like Channing Tatum or something.
Oh yeah, Channing Tatum. What is his name? Is it Channing Tatum or Tatum Channing?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
I cannot get it right. I cannot get it right. I seriously thought it was Tatum Channing. Wait, is that right?
No, it's Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
You're getting your
Carol Channing.
Your
got
Tatum
it.
O'Neill and your Carol. Yeah, exactly.
There, you got it. That's exactly right. All right. Steven, it's always a pleasure hanging out, dude. You got anything rad coming up? Oh, let's talk about your, we got to get your costume contest out there.
Yeah, major spoilers costume contest entries are coming up in, man, less than a month now. So get them in. Had a bunch of them come in this past week and they look fantastic. I know that there are listeners out there who want to get in on this iPad mini. And I hear, Scott, that October 19th, they are going to maybe possibly launch a brand new iPad line.
That's been the
maybe.
Rumor.
Yep. Yeah. So that means if you enter and if you win, you will get the new updated iPad mini. Direct from Apple. So you want to enter today. All the information can be found over at majorspoilers.com.
I wonder what they'll do this year. I have a feeling we'll get the Touch ID and probably...
I hope it's the Touch ID.
Probably thinner or something. I don't know that it'll be that much different, though. Like resolution
probably
won't
stuff. Be an overhaul like we, you know, like the Mini was or the Retina or the Air.
Yeah, I think the phones are more overhauled this year than the pads will be. But who knows? If that 12-inch one comes out, though, and it's actually like a great artist tool... I'm seriously
I'd be
thinking
all over
about
that,
that.
Too.
Yeah, it's got to be good, though.
If they have pressure sensitivity like they have with the Surface, that would be reason for me to upgrade.
It would have to be have that. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't have that, if it's straight up just capacitive still and you got to use some fat tip pen or whatever, F that and the boat it rode in on. all right, Steven, always good, man. Major Spoilers on Twitter. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Comic Dorks, everybody.
Comic Dorks.
Watch for that. See ya. Have a good one, man. We'll see you.
Bye. See you, Steven.
Bye.
All right. Now I got to hang up on Steven. How do I do
No.
I can't find his hang up, but oh, there he did it. Thank you, Steven. All right. We have emails.
Yeah.
I'll just act like I don't know what I'm saying. Emails brought to you by.
Hey, Carmella, it's brought to you by Scott finally watching The Sopranos.
Yeah, dude. I'm watching it about an episode a night.
Give me some gabagool.
I want to punch Christopher in the face. I'm only a few episodes in. That kid drives me crazy.
Yeah, you'll want to throughout the whole season.
Oh,
or the whole series.
Wonderful. No, I'm in, and you know what? It doesn't even need to be said. That show's as good as everyone says it is, and it's just really well done. And Gandolfini's amazing. And
the only issue I ever had with it was the number of characters who all had same sounding names, which is probably the only issue I have with Game of Thrones.
Oh,
too.
That's funny. Yeah, Game of Thrones is like very much like that.
Tonys and Antonys and
lose track, right? Right. It's easy to remember BP. You know the one. And who's the uncle? Yes. Uncle Junior.
Uncle Junior
is a great name.
Well, yeah. And the first season, very easy to keep track. Second season, it's just that they introduce all these characters that all look and sound alike.
Yeah. And isn't there somebody named Carmine who comes on soon?
Sure.
There's a Carmine, right? But not yet. There's no
the big
Carmine.
Ragu. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The big ragu. See, I haven't gotten that far. No, I just really like the juxtaposition of his mob's lifestyle and trying to figure out how to be a father and be a good husband and run his family. Like, it's such an interesting... I know this is old news. This show's been on since 2000 or 99 or whatever it was. Yeah, 99 to 2007. But I'm super stoked to be getting into it, so...
It's great stuff.
Hey, Scott and Brian, says Mike. Known witty nicknames, he says.
Aww.
Just finished listening. You really said you're broken up about that. Just finished listening to TMS 680, in which Scott extolled the virtues of HBO's John Adams, which I freaking love, which made me think of this perfect documentary for Scott. Rick Burns, a.k.a. Ken's brother, Ken Burns' brother.
Oh.
Molly, I'm out on the battlefield for another fortnight. I can totally do their documentaries. Also makes documentaries and did an incredible series for PBS in the late 90s, early 2000s called New York. I've seen this. So he's recommending something I've seen. But anyway, it spans the entire 400-plus year history of America's oldest city in fascinating detail, including all kinds of depth. John Adams-style founding father stuff. New York is streaming on Amazon Prime. And honestly, Scott, I can't recommend it enough. I know you love political drama and Ken Burns-style long-form documentaries, and New York has all that plus a lot more. Go check it out. Love the snowblower, Mike. Yeah, I'd seen this, and it's real good. I did not know it was I didn't know there was a brother of Ken Burns, Rick Burns doing it. I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Didn't know that he had a brother that did documentaries. That's cool.
That's awesome. And I'm hearing this.
They
Roosevelt
should do documentaries on each other.
Yeah.
Ken Burns was born in a log cabin in Mississippi in 1964.
Dear mother,
it is my fourth day inside the log cabin.
I've only been in the fourth grade for a week now, and already Billy Williamson has stolen my lunch twice.
Thank you for the camera. I use it to take these long panning shots.
You won't hear from me until 3 p.m. today, and I hope there'll be snacks waiting for me. Your loving son, Ken. I was going to say The Roosevelts is on. I have not seen it yet. I know people are raving about it, saying it's maybe one of Ken Burns' best.
Wow.
Really stoked to catch up on it. It's on, probably end up just buying it on iTunes. It's on there, and I'll watch it there. All right, Scott says Eddie in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. The ongoing Mendoza saga is fascinating and hilarious, but I wanted to ask, are you sure that Mendoza is a guy? Oh, that's interesting. Mm. Pretty hard to tell guy geese from lady geese. The males are more aggressive, but females can throw it down too. We got to get Mendozite? Oh, no, but Mendozette, I guess.
Mendozette. Yeah.
Just asking Eddie. You know what, Eddie? It's a really good point. I assume he's male, but maybe that is my male bias, that because he's so aggressive and he's such an a-hole and because everyone's just constantly around him that he must be a jerk dude. And all the other swans that are these beautiful white ones, mm-hmm. they never attack or do anything crazy. In fact, they'll walk right up to you and let you feed them bread, like right to their beaks. I just assume those are his lady friends. Those are his entourage.
His harem.
Yeah. His harem, yeah. Mm-hmm. So now that you said it though, I'm not going to go pick him up and check under the feathers for his doodle. I'm not going to do that.
Goose doodle.
Yeah, I don't know yet, but there is some talk that this brand of geese or this breed will goose will not leave for the winter. That he will stay.
Really? So yeah, stick around.
That's what they're saying.
Watching you and
yep, floating in the ice of the lake and
staring
me down as I walk by in my my coat. Ooh, that bastard! I'm gonna go out there today. Find him today. It's supposed to rain though. Hope it doesn't. Okay, got another email here from Geek Girl. We know her.
Yeah.
Jessica Hips. Mm-hmm. She says, hey, Scott, or say, hey, House and Senate. You know where this is going. I am binge watching The West Wing right now, and it's all Scott's fault. And seriously, Geek Girl.
Nice.
That leads me to ask Brian Ibbett if he has been able to consume any more episodes of The West Wing.
Yes, we've consumed two episodes.
Wow. Since we last talked, or total?
Total.
Oh man, you got to get going, dude.
I know. Well, it's we picked the wrong. If we would have started the beginning of summer, it would have been much better. But I mean, we watched all of True Detective this summer. Mm-hmm. We there was something else we binge watched. I can't remember what it is. But I'm watching Raising Hope now because I have to wait Tina for West Wing.
So good.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. It's fine. And there's a lot to watch. We're trying to squeeze between a couple of shows right now too, so I totally get it.
And now that fall is here Gotham and Forever and Survivor and all these other things that we watch are back. Yes, I watch Survivor.
Yeah. Just accept it, everybody. It's much easier if you just accept it and
exactly.
move on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Brian, we've been having this conversation for years.
I've come clean, everybody.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tougher, but we'll do it. We'll do it.
All right. You get to it. It's not like you didn't like it. It's just, time is of the essence here. I was going to say one thing about that. I forgot. Oh, you reminded me of Lloyd Bridges in Airplane when you said, well, I guess we picked the wrong time to start watching The West Wing.
Pretty much. Yep.
That's it for your emails. Thank you for sending them. And if you'd like to send your own, themorningstream@gmail.com is our email address. And we are more than happy, folks, to take your emails. We don't do phone calls or attachments in this show because we already have too much other prep. And that's like a ton of more prep. So I'm not doing that. So F off if you want that. But that's the email address, themorningstream@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send in music requests for Brian to pick and play on the show, you can do that at tiny.cc/TMS requests. Our live show is every day at 8 a.m. Mountain Time Zone at frogpants.com/live. And if you'd like to support us and show us how much you love us, go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/TMS. Okay. Oh, also we're on Twitter, at MorningStream, at Scott Johnson, at Coverville. And our website is frogpants.com/TMS. You know, I realize that all of these addresses I give probably just confuse people. What I should do is just make a page on the about page on the website way more detailed about all these things and just say, go there for all our links. You know what? Tomorrow's a new day. Turn in a leaf. Look for a new Scott tomorrow morning who has way less to say at the end of the show. Brian Ibbett.
Yes.
Anything you want to mention or say before you give us a request song thing?
Just big thanks to everybody who sends in requests to the TMS request page. I apologize. We get so many, and I can't get to all of them. I was really hoping to be able to do a all request music show last week, but some freelance stuff came in that I had to get to, so it kind of got pushed back.
That's why I never heard anything. That's right. You were going to send me a link, and then I never did, and then I forgot to ask. So now this all makes sense.
Right. Yeah. It's still not out of the realm of possibility, so keep an eye on Twitter, and if I do it, it'll stream, and you can watch it at coverville.com/live.
Nice.
Because there are a lot of requests that came in, and I want to get to them, but doing two songs a show per show here does not cover all the stuff that comes in, so thank you for all your requests.
Yeah, big deal.
Let's get to this one.
Yeah, let's do it. What do you got?
All right. Dear Scott and Brian, as an architect, I'm a planner. And as a planner, I'm sending the song request to you both early in the hope that it can be played for my wife, Tiffany, and I on September 22nd, 2014, our 1-year wedding anniversary. By the way, I will throw this out there that getting it early doesn't hurt, but it doesn't influence my decision on which song. I basically have a spreadsheet that shows me all the songs queued up for that day. So if it's a good email, if it's a good song, it's something that I think is going to fit, and isn't like a country song that I don't want to try and find, or a really, really hard cover to find, that sort of thing. So that's just a little tip for the folks if they want to get a request played. Okay. Anyway, to make everything that we have experienced, accomplished, and learned over the last year even more special, we are expecting our first child. That's right, a human being with hair and fingernails on January 28th, 2015. To help give Tiffany and I more of these ooey-gooey, lovey-dovey feelings on this special day, I'd love to for Brian to play the cover of Purple Rain performed by Martin Sexton. And he says, I love you, Tiffany, and can't wait to embark on parenthood and all its craziness with you. I love you, Scott and Brian, in that I just like listening to your podcast kind of way. And love the show, though. All the best, Nick Green.
Oh, we love you too, Nick Green.
That's right. So happy anniversary, you two crazy kids, and congrats on the upcoming baby.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, so let's get to this. It is Purple Rain, covered by Martin Sexton. This is a fairly long cover, and that's why we're throwing it at the end of the show. It's about 6 minutes long, but recorded live for his album Solo back in 2008. But it's still a great cover, and we like some Martin Sexton here on the show. Here he is with his cover of Prince's Purple Rain.
Wonderbar. Oh, wrong file. Scott, you're kind of a dummy. Let's fix that right away. I put the wrong song over there.
Oh.
Yeah, Brian had a nice long explanation, and I blew it anyway.
Gave you plenty of time to get things ready.
Right on, brother. Here it is, and then we'll be back tomorrow. We'll have a whole week of stuff, so be back here and enjoy things. Tomorrow's the big reception. I'll report back on the how the daddy-daughter dance went.
Yeah.
A lot of people are interested in that, and that's it. We're done.
Can you feel the love tonight?
I told some other people last night that that's what they wanted originally, and they all just about exploded. They could not believe it. But don't worry, we got the song we wanted. Here it is, Purple Rain. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm not going to cause you any sorrow. I'm not going to cause you any pain. Only on a one time see you laughing. Only wanna see you laughing in the purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, I never wanna be your wind.
really wanna be some kind of friend. Woman, I could never steal you from another. It's such a shame that our friendship had to end. Purple rain, honey, I know that these times are changing. And I know it's time we all reach out for something new. And that means you too. You say you want to leave, but you can't seem to make up your mind. Maybe we ought to close it and let us guide you through the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
Walk in with bad credit, walk out with an item, and a reasonable monthly payment.